You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, guys. We hope you like our new intro, as we wanted to add a little fun twist and update to our brand. So welcome to our new intro, as we'll be starting to use this and promote this so much more on our first week back. Happy holiday season. I know it is now the middle of November. We did record like last week, but you know, it's still getting closer to the holiday season, so we have to talk about that. So who is next? The thrill of the hunt, Tiffy G, who is a stylist, mommy blogger, fashion blogger, all things amazing. She is freaking adorable. We are so excited to have her on today. She's a 40-year-old petite mom who loves to shop for herself and others. She believes that women over 30 can be just as trendy as they were at 21. However, she reviews shopping as a hunting mission. Hunt for the best bargain to keep you stylish and make you feel like your prettiest you that you can be. Follow TiffyG77 or at the thrill of the hunt by TiffyG.com. Stay tuned for Tiffany. We're bringing her on shortly. All right, everybody. I officially have stylist, fashion blogger, mommy blogger, Tiffany Berardinas on the line, also known as Tiffy G. Hi, Tiffany. How are you today?
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. So excited to have you on. I do a little fun intro, like with a little bio on you before you come on the show. And I think it's so amazing what you've created. And really, like, I know you got 50,000 hits this month. Congratulations. That's so awesome.
Thank you.
That's, like,
I know.
Huge.
It almost seems surreal.
Yeah, that's, you should be so proud. Like, how do you manage it all? Being a mom, being a blogger, you also are a teacher, you know, like, you do it all. I love it.
I do it all.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I don't need a lot of sleep, apparently.
But it's inspiring to people that are just doers. You know, like, we weren't even talking about it before the show. Like, it's so great to hear people that can just keep going no matter what life throws at them. Like, you can handle it, you know?
Yes, I run on chaos. I thrive on chaos, I should say, I guess.
I like that phrase. That's hysterical.
Organized,
I might take that.
Chaos. Type A likes to say organized.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical. I'm literally writing that down. So after the show, I'm going to use that as a phrase. So thank you for that.
Perfect. It's like your new hashtag.
Seriously. So let's talk a little bit about your background. So one, you're adorable. Two, you're a mom. Three, what got you involved in the world of fashion and wanting to write about it?
Okay, so, and feel free to cut me off because I definitely am long-winded and talk a lot.
It's
but, ever since I was a little girl, I always loved clothes and accessories and shopping. My parents used to go out to dinner every Saturday night, and my grandfather used to babysit me. And I remember sitting there watching my mom, and she would be putting on her makeup and her jewelry, and I would be thinking, like, oh, my God, she looks so pretty. And this was during the 1980s, and fashion kind of followed, like, that go big or go home rule. So everything was sequins and bright colors and all these patterns, and I just loved it all. And my dad, he's from the North End of Boston. And, you know, if you don't know that area, North End Italian men, they're known for their, like, real sharp sense of style. And he was, and he still definitely is, not afraid to be bold. And, in fact, many of his golf friends joke that you can definitely spot Ralph anywhere on the golf course based on his, like, wild prints, shorts and pants. And then every Saturday, my dad would take me into the North End and take me into downtown Boston. He'd give my mom, like, I guess what you could call a little break, because she was a stay-at-home mom until I was 12. And also to spend some daddy and daughter time together. I loved it. He used to buy his suits for work at the store called Castanetti's in the North End. And the men used to sit me in a chair. They were all, like, kind of elderly men that worked there and, like, real city Italian. And they would give me, like, a plate of sesame seed breadsticks to eat. And I'd watch my father try on, like, all these dapper-looking suits and everything from the tie to the pocket hanky to the cufflinks was, like, always perfect to a T. And then we would head into Filene's Basement or Macy's, which was in downtown Boston. And he would teach me how to read the markdowns and the discount tags and would always like emphasize the fact that, you know, even if you could afford the name brand items, it made no sense to pay for them full price if you could find them on sale. And I guess that kind of resonated with me, and I still kind of follow that rule now when I shop and when I shop and style other people. And then fast forward some years, as much as I love shopping, I actually always wanted to be a teacher, and I knew that would be my, you know, main career. And I started teaching in 1999. But when I was in college, I always kind of helped my friends pick their outfits out when we would head out to the clubs on a Saturday night. And I was never afraid to be the trendsetter, I guess you could say, and kind of rock something that no one else would wear.
Taking after your dad, basically.
Taking after my dad.
Yeah, I love it.
In fact, I actually liked to be the first one to wear the new trend, actually. And as years went on, I was always the one who continued to help my friends and family pack for trips, choose outfits for events. You know, some of my friends would be like, here's $300, give me a whole fall wardrobe. So when I was about to turn 40, my best friend, Nadia, who's been my best friend since I was 11 and she was 10, she encouraged me to start a blog and start really styling people. And I was super skeptical at first, and I kind of thought she was absolutely crazy, and I really pushed it off that whole year. But then 2 days before I turned 40, I was like, all right, I'm going to teach myself how to write a blog. And I actually watched a YouTube video, and I did it. And thankfully, writing comes easy to me because my full-time job is a special ed teacher, and I teach dyslexic children to read and write. So March 27th, which was 2 days before my 40th birthday, I published my first article, and needless to say, it was a hit. And I'm so blessed to have it take off the way it has. And I have over 50,000 readers right now on my WordPress account from over 55 countries in the world, which
That's
is
amazing.
Amazing to me.
You should be so proud of that. That's so awesome. Like, I think you're really showing.
I feel like I'm going to, like, wake up and someone's going to pinch me and that's it.
No, I just feel like it goes to show it's never too late to start something you're passionate about. You know what I mean?
It's true.
And I feel like that's a really good lesson we're learning today, because I feel like more and more people feel like, oh, I'm too old for, like, you're never too old to do anything. Like, what, the time is now, right?
And age is really nothing but a number. I agree. Like, you know, if you really put your mind and your heart and soul and you have a passion and you focus and you have drive, I think it's important to just really be driven and, you know, work towards your goal. And it can really happen at any age in life.
So true. So true. One thing I definitely want to highlight too is obviously, you know, really exciting everyone. Tiffany is writing for our holiday issue, and I really like how you repurposed a jumpsuit, like the bodysuit, right? I mean, I absolutely love it. You came up with like four different outfits that it was like, what, $10?
The bodysuit was $10.
Yeah.
In Marshalls, and it's sleeveless and it's black, so it can be worn alone. It can be worn under things as a layering piece. And I know, like, a lot of women shy away from bodysuits, but they're actually one of the most flattering pieces you can wear, regardless of your shape and your size.
No, I think it's amazing. And I love how, like, your niche is, like, how to shop on a budget. Like, I think that that's just will forever be valuable no matter what type of shopper you are, because it's just will forever be valuable. Like, you want to look good, but also try and save money at the same time. So I love it. So what inspired you, by the way, to even, I mean, become more of like a fashion hack, bargain for your best look, basically?
So I guess when I started to write my blog and think about like who my audience was, I wanted to write for the real and the everyday woman. I think it's important to write about how current trends can fit into a woman's closet so women don't feel like in order to update their wardrobe or their look, they have to break the bank and start from scratch.
Right.
I knew I would have a real vast audience ranging from my former students, because although I teach special ed now, I used to teach first grade in East Boston, and some of these students are in their early to mid-20s now, and they all follow me on social media and read my blog. And
I love it. That's awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's so awesome. And they message me on Instagram about outfits, and it's, like, amazing that I can still be, you know, a style influencer at the age I am.
Right.
And I work out with a lot of women in their 30s, and they don't have kids. But I also work out with a lot of moms, and I'm friends with a lot of moms and a lot of colleagues. And my mom and my family members are in their 70s or even 80s, and they're even reading it. So although my main demographic, I would say, ranges probably from ages 30 to 50, I feel that I like to always include something in my articles that works for all ages, and I try to be very representative of all shapes, sizes, and ethnic backgrounds. And in fact, every January I showcase an article on how to flatter your body type. And as far as finding the latest trends, I guess I do really follow and read up upon all the seasonal fashion shows, and I read in depth about fashion weeks, and they're always a season ahead, so I'm constantly previewing what will be coming up, and then I think about what would work for, like, the everyday woman.
So what was your first article about? Like, tell us, what was the first thing you ever featured on your website?
So the first thing I ever featured on my website was actually a little bit about myself and what I liked for style, and then I talked about current accessory trends, and it was the winter, and I remember writing about the pom-pom hat, believe it or not. And so I remember I'd have to really look back, but I remember within my first 10 articles, I definitely wrote about accessories, flared jeans, bodysuits, believe it or not, leopard prints, like things that I love and I felt comfortable about. And then as we got into spring, I remember how to wear white jeans, and a group of moms that I know from Wakefield was really supportive. And I remember they posted a picture on Facebook, and they literally incorporated something I wrote about in, like, the first 10 to 15 articles, and they were all in a group and a picture. It was great.
I love that. That's amazing. But you know, it goes to show you, like, trends are forever repurposed, right?
They really are, and Everything repeats itself. And I do remember, you know, as a child growing up in the 80s with parents who are obsessed still with disco, I was very excited, like, that the disco trends came back when I first started my blog, and they're still going. So I did write a lot about that, the wide legs, the jumpsuits, the gold, the metallics, the prints. So that was fun to do.
Awesome. And I know now you're doing more styling for people. So tell us, like, what that looks like if somebody was interested in doing that with you.
I would say styling clients is probably one of my favorite aspects of doing this blog. Before I style a client, I always have a brief conversation with them about what styles they typically wear, what stores they like to shop in, any colors or prints they typically, like, dislike, would never wear no matter what, and obviously what their budget is. We also discuss whether they're looking for work clothes, casual outfits, something for an evening event, or just a mix of everything. I do have a rule when I style women. I say that they have to try every single item on that I pick, no matter what. They don't have to purchase it, but they cannot say no way until they actually physically have it on their body, because oftentimes an outfit they would never have taken off the rack ends up being their favorite outfit that I pick for them, and they buy it.
I love that.
I do style mostly women, but I have styled men, and I would style men too. So.
Oh my God, I love that phrase. So true about people. It's always what you never think you'd like.
Like, yeah. I styled a woman once, and I picked out, like, mustard pants, because mustard's very trendy color, and a lace top, and she was like, oh my God, it's mustard, and she must have said it 5 times, and then it was her favorite outfit, and she bought it and loves it still.
That's hysterical. So do they, like, prime example, if I'm coming to you as a new potential client, we have a consultation, it works out, do you pick the stores we go to? Do I tell you some of my favorite stores? Like, what does that look like?
I think it really depends. Some women tell me their favorite stores, and we go that way. Some women don't know where to start. Like, they literally don't shop at all. I feel like my demographic often likes to shop at stores like Express. I have so many clients that love Marshalls, and I feel like people think I probably only style clients at Marshalls, but that is not true. It's just that they want a mix of everything, and that really is such a good place for my demographic because they have a mix of athleisure, athletic wear, work clothes. They have jeans. They have trendy, like, leather pants, flannels. They also have shoes. Like, some women are like, I literally haven't shopped in 2 years. Like, I need everything. And they're moms, a lot of them, and they're short on time. So if you have a two-hour window, that's a great store to hit because they have the accessories, they have the boots, they have, you know, workout clothes and sweaters. And so we do go there. And if I style a woman that's in the plus size range, I really like the store Torrid. They start in size 10 and they go all the way up, and they have super trendy, stylish clothes for curvy and plus size women that definitely are budget friendly.
I love it. Oh my God. So much cool facts today, Tiffany. It's so awesome.
And some women don't have time to even go to a store with me, so I'm able to do it remotely online, and I will just pull from a variety of stores. Like, I really like Old Navy and The Gap online. Mm-hmm. I love Nordstrom Rack if they need shoes. So that's another option, is for me to, you know, style a person online.
And how does
a lot of men prefer to do it that way because they don't want to go to the store with me, which is fine.
Right.
So they'll say, like, you know, I need a winter budget, or I'm going on a trip. Can you, you know, buy A, B, and C?
I was going to say, well, my follow-up question was going to be, do you do virtual styling?
I do virtual styling, yes. And that's very practical, I think, to fit in a lot of people's lifestyles, including my own as a full-time teacher and mom, because I can do that at night or any time that I have free time.
Right. That is so, so true. So when people come to you as a styling client, are they with you, like, one time? Like, how often would you recommend doing, like, a styling session, like, one per season?
I would say one per season, mm-hmm. For sure, or at least three times a year.
Yeah, no, that's really smart.
Lot of things you would get in the spring, you can also wear in the fall, too. They're kind of transition pieces.
Right.
And then, obviously, winter and summer.
Right.
Or now, if somebody is on a weight loss journey, they would kind of call me as, like, an as-needed. Like, I lost another 20 pounds. I dropped two sizes. Nothing fits. Please help. That
right.
kind of thing.
Right. No, that's good. These are really good facts to think about, though. So, so true. So we are heading into the holiday season. We don't want to give away exactly the content in the magazine, but tell us three of your favorite must-haves that should be in your holiday wardrobe.
All right, so my first recommendation is to get something you feel comfortable in, because the holidays are a super busy time of year, obviously filled with delicious foods and drinks that we don't usually eat. And no one wants to kind of feel, like, stuffed into their outfits. And trust me, like, I am someone that suffers for fashion, and I wear the uncomfortable shoes, and I will wear the leather skirt that's, like, zipped up to my, you know, chest that I can't sit in, but not during the holidays. So I would suggest, like, comfortable joggers, dressier leggings in a print or, like, a leather material, chunky sweater, flowy dress. And my second recommendation would be to pick something in a fun or a classic holiday print, like a red plaid or a red and black buffalo check, or wear like a dark emerald green. And then third, I would say add some sparkle to your outfit. Wear sequins, wear metallic golds and silvers. You can even do this. It could be like a small touch, like heels or a clutch.
Love it. Love it. Great, great insight. So fun. I feel like I want to sit down with you for a consult because I definitely need some turnover, by the way. I feel like I've just been transitioning clothes.
Let's do it.
We totally should. Okay, so we'll discuss this after the show, but let's continue you. So let's play game time. This is really fun. You can answer them however you want. There's no pressure. It's just a fun way for people to get to know you outside of your passions and career. So
okay.
First question, what is something you have to do in your daily routine?
Oh, my God. Okay. Something I have to do in my daily routine. Okay. I drink coffee every day, like not excessive, but I definitely need a coffee every day.
And what is the Tiffany coffee every day?
Oh, the Tiffany coffee every day. I'm kind of seasonal. So, like, I'm not an iced coffee around drinker. That's definitely spring or summer. Fall, I definitely drink pumpkin every day.
So cute, yeah.
And I do a Splenda and almond milk. I'm kind of boring with coffee, I have to say.
So you get black? You get it black with almond milk and Splenda?
Yeah.
I mean, that's. I think almond milk has a lot of flavor, though.
Sometimes I do, like, the So Delicious coconut creamer.
That's a good one, too.
Sometimes I do a splash of that. I'm, like, super sensitive to dairy, so I don't do, like, really much dairy at all.
Yeah, but they have so many references now, like, so many different things that you can use. I'm dairy intolerant, too, so I totally speak your language, by the way.
I mean, I can do, like, cheese and stuff, but coffee, I try to stick to, like, almond milk, and I drink, I'd say, like, a medium a day.
Are you a Dunkin' girl? Are you a Starbucks girl? Are you a small
shop? I'm a Honeydew girl.
I love Honeydew, too. That's a good one. For people that aren't from New England.
I mean, I'm not, like, a coffee snob. Like, if I'm near Starbucks, that's what I get.
Right.
I mean, do I like a peppermint mocha once in a while in the month of December from Starbucks? Like, absolutely. If I'm near a Dunkin', will I drink, like, a Dunkin' coffee? Sure. But I would say, like, on the regular, I'm either my Keurig, because as type A as I am never on time, or I'm, like, right to the minute, which is probably my worst quality. So in the morning, I'm usually, like, pressing the Keurig as I'm putting mascara on, like, with 5 minutes to spare.
Multitasking.
I'd say at night, I mean, I definitely, you know, I say my prayers and pray for my loved ones before I go to bed. I'm like a classic, you know, Italian Catholic.
Yeah.
Says our prayers every night.
So that's like your go-to routine that you need to do every day.
That's my go-to routine. I mean, I have a lot of beauty routines I follow, but, you know, I don't know if you really want me to list all those.
No, I think those were two really good ones. Perfect. Thank you for sharing. So cute. I'm a big, like, I think the power of prayer is so important. So thank you for sharing that. All right.
Yes.
So what is your being grown up in the North End? I mean, I'm kind of going to assume this answer, but I want you to get a little more specific. What is your favorite food?
So I actually grew up going to the North End. My dad is from the North End, and I grew up 10 minutes north of Boston, but I was always there. I was there every weekend, so close enough. Favorite food is a tough one. My son actually asked me if I had to pick three foods to live without, what would I pick? So this is what I came up with. Steak. I'm like a super carnivore. Like, I could never, like, be a full vegan and never eat red meat. I totally admit it. So I would say steak.
Uh-huh.
I would also say, like, homemade fusilli. Love.
Love.
And chocolate cake with white frosting.
Oh my God. What a great combo of three items.
I know. It's like totally like a crazy combo, but like I couldn't really pick one. It's like a toss up. It's like a three-way tie.
I like how you're like explaining that. That's hysterical. That's what a great question your son asked. He's a smart guy. I love it.
Yeah, he did. He asked me that recently, so it's kind of funny you just asked me that.
Oh, my God, so cute. Okay, so follow up. What is your TV guilty pleasure? What do you like to watch in your free time when you have free time?
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, my God,
yeah. My favorite show. I love it for a reality show. I don't know. I feel like, you know, being an Italian from the Boston area, I can definitely relate to, like, the dynamics and the clothing styles on that show. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I don't get to watch it live very often, but I do get to watch it on my DVR, and I tape it.
Well, it just started.
It just started last week. I was going to say that. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen the first one in either. I love all those shows. I'm so like you in that way. I watch them all.
Yeah, I get sucked right into it. Totally.
Well, I was going to say, Melissa Gorga and you have very similar interests. Like, would you ever want to have your own boutique? Is that something you have a vision of? Or
I don't know if I have a vision of owning my own boutique per se. I would love to work with Melissa Gorga's boutique one day, I guess.
Why not?
It's funny because actually one of my first promos that I did for somebody was for Kasari Jewels. And Teresa Giudice promotes Kasari Jewels.
That's so funny.
So we
actually
do have that connection, which I thought was, like, amazing when I was starting out.
Right. That's, like, right, because you've seen them through all their transitions of how they've grown themselves, right?
Yes, and oh, I was honored that, you know, Kasari Jewels actually picked me to do that.
That's so awesome.
It was a pleasure to do.
So cool. Okay, yes. Cool. What is your favorite destination you've ever been to?
Aruba, by far. If you've never been, you don't understand it. But I feel like everybody I know from the Boston area, once they go to Aruba, it's, like, very rare that they vacation anywhere else. They always go back. And I haven't been in a long time, but I am going back in January with my family to celebrate my dad's birthday. So I'm definitely excited to get back there. And my son has never been, so he'll get to go and he'll get to see the island too.
That's so awesome. Love it. And then final question, who is your celebrity crush?
Oh my God. All right. Celebrity crush. This is kind of a tough one. So let's see. I have a few. So when I was younger, I was obsessed with Sonny Corinthos from General Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's... Sonny and Brenda. Like, I still think Vanessa Marcel's gorgeous. People actually used to say, like, you know, like, people will tell you when you're out, oh, you look like so-and-so.
Yes, yes.
So when I was younger, people used to always say Vanessa Marcel, and I would, like, die when people would say that. And so people cute. Would say Angelina Jolie a lot, too.
Yeah, I can see resemblance of the mix, even of the mixture of the two of them.
Yeah, so those are the two I used to get. But I loved Sonny. That was definitely my main celebrity crush. And, I mean, I guess I don't have, like, a current one. But
isn't he still on General?
He's still on. Yeah, he's aging well, I'll say that.
I agree.
He's aging well. I mean, Channing Tatum, George Clooney. I recently saw the Gaudy movie, and I don't know if you know that new actor, he's younger. Spencer LaFranco. He was pretty easy on the eyes too.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that movie. I'll have to check him out.
Yes.
Awesome. Oh my God. Well, you picked all guys that age really well. So that's I like your dynamic.
Age is nothing but a number.
Exactly. I love it. Oh my God, Tiffany, this was so fun today. Thank you so much for coming on. Tell everyone how they can get in touch with you and follow you on social media.
Okay. So I'm definitely easy to reach. If you go to my Instagram handle, which is TiffyG77, my blog is linked to that, and there's all information on my blog on how to get in touch with me. But there's also a link that you can call me or email me. So that, I would say, is probably the most direct way to get me. Or you can email me at TiffyG77@yahoo.com.
Awesome. Everybody definitely needs to reach out to Tiffany. She's amazing, as you can tell from her energy, and you will absolutely love her style if you haven't seen it yet. So our audience, by the way, is, you know, obviously mainly based in Massachusetts, but we are kind of global. So if anybody wants virtual styling, they should just reach out to you through your website or email.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, cool.
Definitely. Right. Or they can call me too. And my cell is linked to my Instagram profile.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Tiffany. It was so fun to have you.
Yes, it was so fun.
All right.
Loved doing it.
I'm so glad. Well, thank you again. And everybody definitely reach out to Tiffany on all her social media channels and inquire, because she is the best, as stated earlier. And stay tuned for who's next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.